biscuit. Hello and welcome to episode number 229 of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
This week we're doing a little something different. This is the first time that we've ever done a show just by winging it. We're just going to wing it this episode.
No outline.
Let's just do it.
Let's just see what happens.
The way I see it is we've been doing it for long enough to where...
We can't do it without an outline by now. I think we have bigger problems on our hands.
Perhaps so. Okay, so what do we do now?
Leon...
gotcha.
See? Man, I'm lost already. What's after the intro?
Play online news. wait, there is no play online news.
Yes, there is.
Is there?
We even did a quick rundown. Man.
Well, is it play online news or yes. Is it community news?
The information originates from Square Enix. It was posted on Topics.
Okay. So technically,
let's just say Zam news. There we go. That solves it. Everything.
See, but Zam is part of the community, so that could qualify as a community because it's a community. It's a premier site Q&A. So.
Let's just get rid of the blank news. Let's just say stuff.
First stuff.
The Zam premiere side Q&A is up for Scars of Abyssia. Kind of late. It's been out for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it kind of has.
Yeah, some good stuff in here. Some of it made me happy for a couple seconds before making me want to emo rage, but whatever. First question says, Bastion is a new combat system, or new battle system, that allows for players to gain large amounts of experience points, crew, and resistance credits used to purchase the normal quality Empyrean leg armor in relatively short periods of time. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's very difficult to make any progress in Bastion if there are very few other players there, as the resistance fighter NPCs offer very little support. This leads to battles lasting only a few seconds after they start, and very little experience gained. What plans are there, if any, to adjust Bastion to allow for it to be more low-man friendly? Mm-hmm. And they say,
we are aware that at certain times of day, players may find themselves severely outnumbered in Bastion battles. To give small groups a fighting chance, we intend to give NPC resistance fighters a boost in power, as well as to make clone wards more resistant to damage. That said, the Abyssian hordes will not be routed so easily, especially in the event that Martello cores have attracted the attention of scores of foes. We urge that players expend all effort to perform resistance operations in advance to gain every possible advantage in the forthcoming battle.
That was good. We didn't even like plan to do it that way, and just boom.
Yeah, you know, we've been working together so long, we just kind of can do that.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
Numero dos. Currently, this is my question here, for those of you who don't remember a couple weeks ago. The normal quality Empyrean feet armor pieces can only be obtained through golden chests in New Abyssia areas. This unfortunately has caused some issues since their inception, ranging from players and alliances lotting them, despite not having the jobs for them leveled, to not seeing a single piece drop in a several-hour farming session. Or, you know, 16-hour farming session. What plans are there? Yeah. What plans are there, if any, to allow for players to obtain these particular items more readily? And will these changes also allow more control over what players get what pieces?
They say, with the next version update, we intend to make Empyrean armor pieces more readily available from small golden pisides?
Chests. Just say chest.
Mm-hmm. It says this should solve the problem of players obtaining nothing for several hours. This will make it feasible.
Or
days or weeks. This will make it feasible for players to focus their efforts on obtaining these armor pieces
by increasing the drop rate of small chests rather than having to settle for experience and crewer gains while hoping for the fortuitous appearance of a large chest, as is often the case now.
All right, should we finish this before I, like, go over my issue with this?
Or no,
should
I, go ahead. No, go ahead and bring
right.
it out.
Yeah. So right, with Scars of Abyssia, when that came out, obviously everyone's like, oh, AF3, we need to get seals and kill NMs and new stuff in this area. I've seen, like, a more parties than I would think, like, shouts for parties in, like, Tarangni and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, more than I thought I would. Which is kind of weird, so maybe this won't happen. But the logical part of my mind thinks, okay, so they know it's an issue now, so they're going to adjust it with the next update that includes more areas that people are going to prefer to go into instead of the ones that are out right now. That's like having, you know, something in Sky, like a crappy drop rate on something in Sky. And then the next update, you know, Limbus comes out, and they're like, yeah, we're going to adjust that stuff in Sky now. Well, no one cares. Everyone wants to do this new stuff, you know? Like, I don't know how that'll...
Yeah.
Hopefully parties will still be going on in these zones and won't be too hard to... Because I got a feeling all the... Unless something's, like, drastically different in Heroes, you know, everyone's going to be wanting to XP in the newer areas to get a chance at whatever the new stuff is.
Right.
So, that's my issue. And anyway, question 3.
It's founded.
Yeah. As with the previous add-on, the Tier 2 and 3 Voidwalker Notorious Monsters in the new Abyssia areas only have a single spawn in their respective zones with an hour-long respawn after they're killed. While this was a minor nuisance in the Vision areas, it's become a far bigger hassle in the Scars areas due to Tier 3 Voidwalker NMs being one of the few sources for the items used in the HQ2 Empyrean armor pieces. That's AF3 plus 2. Was this intended as a means of keeping players from obtaining the HQ2 Empyrean pieces? And if not, what plans are there to potentially adjust these NMs?
They say the placement and spawn rate of Scars of Abyssia NMs were set as they are to preserve balance and control the acquisition rate of upgraded Empyrean armor. We realize, however, that due to the sheer number of players competing for the upgrade items, they are currently more difficult to obtain than we had anticipated.
We had no idea people would want this armor.
Yeah, who knew?
Seriously?
It says, we intend to address this in the next version update by reducing the respawn time for certain NMs. While the specifics are still under discussion, we anticipate that the delay will be reduced by about half. This should provide many players with a long-awaited opportunity to upgrade.
And of course, I mean, looking at that too, depending on what kind of, you know, items we need to upgrade AF2 hands and bodies for heroes, you know, I don't know, like, if we still can use these items that we're going after now, then that's great. Mm-hmm. If not, you know, again, that kind of same thing I mentioned earlier, won't people be maybe a little more focused on the newer stuff? I don't know.
Newer areas, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it's not like they're all of a sudden, like, the HQ2 stuff, it's not like it's automatic, you know, all of a sudden going to be, you know, worthless or whatever, but...
Exactly.
I had a feeling, like, as soon as the Heroes things comes out, everybody and their mom is going to want that Empyrean body. Even if it's garbage, which is not, you know, looking at everything else, probably not going to be, but everyone's going to want those body pieces and the hands, so... I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens, and hopefully, one of these days I can get my feet. I'm so, like, unmotivated to even do anything that would get me a chance at doing at getting those feet now after that day-long session. And then who is it?
That's darn frustrating.
Forget where... Who was it? Was it Nimbus? Or Defenders who said something he was soloing and got a bunch of feet, like 3 samurai.
And he's like, why, Square? Why?
Part of me almost wants to go out and solo, but at the same time, I don't need merits anymore. That's something maybe with the next version update we'll see. Because back at Vanifest, when they had announced Trial of the Magians, they had hinted at something with using merits, didn't they? Or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I could have sworn there was something along those lines, so maybe that'll come out with this update. I don't know. That part of me wants to think that would maybe be more appropriate for after 99.
Right.
But at the same time,
at 99.
I need stuff to spend merits on, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I don't, that's for sure.
I don't either.
But yeah.
Okay, so you've been taking Japanese, right? Why don't you read the Japanese translations?
All right, number one says, Bastion is a new battle system that allows for players to give
margin. You cheater. All right, moving on. Moving on.
Seriously, really? I don't know. I don't so much kanji in that. It's
yeah, even... I got a chuckle out of it.
As long as you were entertained by it.
So the next bit of news that we have is the 2010 People's Choice Podcast Awards.
People's is you. Listening. Yeah, people, if you're listening, people. you're a people.
Yeah, you are the people. Now we've entered this in the last couple of years.
Yeah, you were nominated the last 2 years?
Yep. The last 2 years we were nominated. So yeah, that's exciting stuff. We've never won anything.
No.
But, you know, you never know. So what's that website? What's the website? Podcastawards.com.
And if you can't remember that, if you go to our website,
there's a
big
link.
White banner right on top. You can't miss it, and if you do, get your eyes checked, because really, it's there. It's right at the top. Or actually,
What was that?
That was me hitting the mic, doing hand gestures as I record a podcast. Go figure.
It sounded like you hit a tom-tom. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm playing like some kind of instrument.
All right, let's do campaign music on three. Ready? One, two, three.
How did that go again? I haven't done campaign forever.
That's a good answer. All right, so the
podcast campaign? That's like Bastion, right? Only slower and less rewarding.
I just hear you go.
Let's like scream into the mic and everyone will mute it in like 2 seconds. That's usually what happens with the campaign battle music, I think, right?
Yeah, that's true. Podcast awards. Go ahead and vote for us.
Yes, nominations. You got to nominate us first.
You have to nominate us. So nominations begin on the 7th. So that's what? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Sunday?
Yeah.
That's Sunday?
Saturday?
Saturday, Sunday? Sunday?
Sunday. You're right.
Because Scott Pilgrim comes out on the 9th, and those are usually movie releases are usually Tuesdays, right? So if this is a 7, you take 9 minus 2, and that's Sunday, yeah.
Wow.
Scott Pilgrim just helped me decipher what day November 7th is. Scott Pilgrim.
And that's it for the news there. Okay.
We'll also, when this comes out, we'll be tweeting this a lot. We'll be mentioning a lot. We want to get nominated and then, you know, God forbid, win. So, yay. So,
yeah, who knows?
Anything
can happen.
We'll keep you posted on that. Also, should probably mention this, too. We're looking to move web servers. Not sure exactly when that's going to be.
Not sure exactly what the impact will be yet, either.
The world is going to blow up.
Yeah. We've been running into some space issues on the server, and we've sort of found a way to kind of increase that a little bit so that we can stay on the air a little longer here. You know.
Yeah, we were kind of debating ways to, you know, like how can we kind of hold back? Well, it's like, well, we can, you know, restrict, you know, contributor episodes to the last couple, you know, whatever, but that's kind of delaying the issue. So we're going to move. So big thanks to Ganny, who's been hosting us for a while.
Huge thanks to Ganny.
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny because we're actually going back to the same person that was hosting us before, if anyone remembers Ty at all. But
yeah, of course we remember
Ty. I think we're going to be running into any like crazy 70,000 hit articles that crash the server anytime soon. So I think we'll be okay. As long as something crazy doesn't happen with Absolute Virtue and people getting sick, I think we'll be good.
It was pandemonium, Morden. But
the whole point. See, and
yeah, I get the point. But the article featured pandemonium, Morden.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, so with that said, we shall go on to our player achievements for this week. Do you want me to do them?
We'd like duo them.
All right, I'll do one, then you do one.
Yeah.
Okay, Mog Knight. Love Mog Knight.
says, let's see, I got the Atma of the Raised Ruins with the
Dude, I got that one too.
Nice, nice.
That was a good one. It says was, like, critical hit stuff, like crazy, like, decks and stuff. It
says, Nin to 76 like a boss. It says, Tantra Hose plus one and Juogi. And got fusion killed once while farming my Tantra Leg Seals. Greatest achievement
ever. You know, it's not an Abyssia NM fight unless fusion dies.
Yeah.
So yeah. If like, you're on a different server and you're fighting an Abyssia NM and I'm not there to die, sorry. Doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Nope.
It didn't happen unless fusion died.
That's the rule. Yeah. It's written in the unwritten book.
All right, your turn, dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, remember we did. Yeah.
I totally because it's before. It's okay. I don't have like an outline to say like, okay, now you read self. You know, like I don't. What do I do? I'm on the spot now. I'm like shaking. I'm all nervous. Manzi.
Oh yeah.
You remember Manzi.
Of course.
Who could forget Manzi? Got level 70 Black Mage, so she can use her hand-me-down chin gaiters on a job other than White Mage.
Chin gaiters.
How could she wear those? She's like a Hume. Chin was a Taru.
Yeah. Stretching them all out.
On your like toe, on your big toe or something? How does that? All right.
Let's see here. Kuroneko says 8 out of 8 on Charis Seal.
That's how you do it.
Ed. Charis Tierra plus
Answer
1.
Plus
finally.
One.
Says, screw you, Mountain. Screw you.
I wasn't now that bad.
He's now to spam it for my last two Ugh. Savants. Scholar. Or wait for an NM.
You know, when I was looking at quests I could do for seals, really the only one I could do after I did the couple for my legs was the Chara seal, like the climb the mountain, because the other ones are, something about them was like stupid and ridiculous, either like expensive items you have to hand in or something, and the first time I climbed the mountain, I was like, what, you know, this really isn't as bad as I thought it would be. Second time, I was in, flagged the quest, climbed the mountain, everything. Took me 5 minutes. Really wasn't that bad. Now, if you run into the NM on top of the mountain, that could have some issues associated with it, but I think I've seen him maybe twice when I was up there, and I could easily walk around him, so.
Hmm.
Not as bad as you think, and if it gets you the stuff quicker, go for it.
Okay, your turn.
Do have crappy drop rates on seals if they even drop in the first place. Finn killed
from the illustrious Alexander server.
Okay. Yeah. Killed the Abyssia Sandworm Dune style.
Dune style?
Dune style.
Obtained Atma of the Desert Worm.
Yeah, that was still mine, dude. Why you stealing my thunder?
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
I'm gonna just walk over here and cry if you need me.
My bad. I thought you'd already said that or something. I was just chiming in.
I'm the only other person here and you're zoning out. Oh, jeez.
No.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Maybe I read it out loud, but I meant to read it to myself. That's probably
I hope I didn't just say that out loud.
Did I say that out loud?
Bet she shags like a minx. Little Austin Powers. Oh, freaking Duel, right? Well, sidetrack, because we do that here.
Go ahead.
He, last night, Halloween, right? So we didn't record. This is why this is a day late. But he's like, yeah, I dressed up as Mike Myers and Michael Myers and, you know, scaring lots of people and all that stuff. And, you know, it took me a while. And a couple minutes later, it's like, oh, like, you know, like the guy from, like, the Halloween movies. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there thinking, like, what's so scary about Austin Powers? You know, Mike Myers, you know, yeah. Like, I mean, I guess, you know, the British teeth might be kind of scary to look at, but.
Well, all right, Vernox.
We found it funny.
Finally.
I don't care if you do, or any of you.
She says, finally, Vernox says, finally, after 4.5 years and going 1-19 on Mad Fight, I finally hit 75 on Red Mage.
Awesome.
One for 19. Yikes.
That's crazy. Of course, I went one for, like, what, five or six on the dancer fight? Not like it mattered. I mean, I already had the limit break stuff done, but that was not easy. And the only time I beat it was actually, like, when I was 75 with, like, fully merited dancer. it was, yeah. I don't feel like a very strong
It's your person. Turn to read one!
Oh, yeah, it is.
I'm not the only one dozing off here, guys.
I'm not, dude, I had
zoning
a frappe before we record, and I have, like, a Mountain Dew now.
There you go.
I think I'm on the sugar down. You know, you have, like, the sugar high, mm-hmm. Then you have the sugar down. Anyway, Furukawa, after camping Simurgh for 2 weeks, finally got trotter boots.
What?
Trotter boots.
I've known people that it's taken a lot longer than 2 weeks to get to get those. Kellen's PSO. Mm-hmm. He says, like most shows...
No, you did not just skip that. Used to play Phantasy Star Online on Dreamcast. Hell yeah.
Used to play
Final That was my first Fantasy online Star. Game.
Really? On the Dreamcast?
Yep.
Did you play Phantasy Star Universe at all?
No.
No.
No. Online was, like, kind of it, and then, why did I stop playing? Oh, I got like, broadband, and then, like, the episode 2 came out, and that's when, like, the monthly subscription started. I was like... That's ridiculous. That's, like, preposterous. I'm not paying, you know?
I'm not paying for
dude,
it.
I think I still have the Dreamcast keyboard somewhere around here.
Really?
Yeah, but...
Pack my Dreamcast and hook it up again and...
Play some Shenmue.
Skies of Arcadia.
Oh, Shenmue.
Oh, no way.
You can get Skies of Arcadia on GameCube. You can't get Shenmue 1 anywhere else, man.
It's true.
It's a quality game. It's a cult hit. So good.
Anyways, he says, like most shells that have main and sub priority on items, my beast and Dirk were considered less at right for at ladding rights on the bullwhip.
Mm-hmm.
But the forces that be, and due to others' poor attendance, justice was served and got given, and I got given priority in the slot that night with me on Black Mage and not
Sounds
Ranger.
Bad.
Me on Black Mage and not on Ranger to proc the blue. The blue exclamation point.
Just saying proc the blue, and you're like, what?
Proc the blue.
Proc the blue. That episode title right there.
Proc the blue. The chance to drop looked glim as the UFO's HP hit below 10%. Thankfully, it dropped.
Nice.
Kellen's PSO obtained the bullwhip. Or the bullwhip belt. Woo. Oh, and Go-Go Abyssia Static Group. Here comes my pup key master party this weekend. Gatekeeper, where?
Nice. Yeah, freaking, I love my bullwhip belt. It's good stuff. So what if it has, like, minus 50 to every, like, elemental thing? Whatever. Who cares? Not me. All right. Sayomayo.
Sayomayo.
Call me Sayomayo. Well, we call him Sayomayo. Anyway. It says, DRF taking over the achievements thread this week. Bulgy eyes thing. I don't, like, how would you describe that? The O dot O?
The O face?
Yeah, like Bogey. The O face. O. What was it? Office Space?
Right? Yes.
Oh.
Oh man. Yeah.
Jump to conclude. Do you remember the jump to search?
Yeah, I remember. Oh man.
Good stuff. Anyway, this is another great week for me. Got my Brisk mask and quest kill from Galaboid in Tarongni. Got asthma.
Are you okay?
Nah, I don't know anymore. Atma of the Raised Ruin from the Ironclad Pulverizer in Mizrax Coast. Got Bard AF3+1 pants and Black Mage AF3+1 head complete. Birthday shout out to Mog 2 since he didn't put it in his own.
No, word. Happy birthday, Mog.
There's little angry Taru guy.
I was like, shut up, Mog. He was like, no one... What did he say to me?
He said... he said it to you, not me. I have no
he
idea.
He says, nobody addresses me as Mog. No one! Defender X says, after a terrible week and 3.5 mil wasted, got Creed Susie's pants.
Wow.
Plus one.
I mean, also, look at it this way. At least you didn't have to feed the Galka sausage anymore, right?
Lol.
I don't think that's the Galka sausage quest. That's the like trade-in body parts or something quest. But yeah, 3.5 mil is kind of ridiculous for those. That's the kind of quest that I won't do. If I have to spend a bunch of money to get an item to trade it in for a chance for a seal to drop and then, you know, a chance for it to be the seal that I want, no. I'll do NMs. It's not worth the money.
Quiz. It's quizzes. That's how you say that word. I've always wanted to know how the hell you say that word.
Quiz.
It's quiz. But it's the plural.
You are bubbly.
Quizzes. It's quizzes.
That's the one for Bubbly Barney, right?
Is it?
Isn't it? I thought it was. Oh. It's reminded me of that game we played when those idiots came in on our show.
we were like,
you are bubbly, and you're like, I don't know what I am.
I don't know.
That was
intense because like I had no idea what you guys were freaking talking about.
Someone says bubbly, like even if it's like talking about like something else in the real world, I'm like Bernie.
I know, right? Defender also says got to see a lot, also got to see a lot on Dancer AF3 shoes, but didn't win.
Good,
but. Watched as Nin, Scholar, Blue Mage, and 3 Sam shoes hit the floor solo.
I need that. I need some Sam. I actually have seals for that, too. I have 8 seals for Dancer and, what, 2? 2 out of 8 for Sam.
G.
All right. Simonez got Beastmaster to 32.
Rats, keep going.
I like this like alternate thing because you keep getting the longer ones. This is working.
I know.
How does that work?
I don't know. Keep going. 35 is where it really gets a lot more fun, obviously, because you can do a lot more stuff with Beast. But it's fun. I know he can't. I know he's like right now. He's like, oh man, Beastmaster is super fun. But when he gets to 35, the game will just change and. It's like seeing the light. It's like reaching.
It's like seeing the light and, you know, get a good grasp of where things are now because you'll be blinded soon and you'll be running into things.
It's like reaching that total state of consciousness. Finally.
So let me get this straight. Getting Beast to 35 is like achieving nirvana.
It is. It really is like achieving nirvana.
What was that? The Simpsons where like Lisa wants to be a Buddhist and she finds like Richard Gere in the temple or something like that, and she's like, "Excuse me," and he's like, "Oh no, it's not a big deal. I was only about to achieve self enlightenment."
that's that point for Beast where you're finally like, you know, Neo in the Matrix when he finally gets it.
And he goes,
"That's
whoa,
I'm in the Matrix." All right.
It's either the whoa moment or it's the moment where you make the O face.
Where he's like, you know, the guy is punching him and he's like effortlessly pushing the fists away. Like, I finally get it. That's how it is at 35.
He's like, you're slow.
Yeah, really. Eldelphia says, beat Karaboss. Is that what that is? Karabose?
I think it's Karabose.
Beat Karabose. For the Atma of Allure, had some fun in Walk of Echoes, collecting coins for the guys in the shell, got my core to 84, and moved both our shells, Nova and Serendipity, on Alexander, over to Guildwork. Sweet!
Weird. You know, is it weird that, like, when someone says, I had fun in Walk of Echoes, like, I'm imagining, like, somebody like on the little like on the edge or something just saying like echo and just like making sounds to hear it echo.
Maybe
it's just like a stupid fusion humor thing.
Sweet.
Think about it. slightly amusing to someone else out there, maybe.
Alright, so that's all the achievements for this week. Why don't we go into some in-game?
Now, usually I would be the one to do this, but to my surprise, and I have the brick of fecal matter to prove it, Stake actually reactivated.
No, I never had my account.
Oh, but I thought you were.
I did. When I was playing Ion. I had it inactive.
Oh, I see.
But during Beta 3, I opened it back up for Beta 3.
Stake clicked on the Play Online icon this week.
Yeah, not only that, I actually logged in.
He kind of caressed it and double clicked it, and it was like, oh yeah.
Well, you know, like I was like, all right, I want to do something in 11. So I get in and I hop on my Elvom, you know. And there's a couple things that I notice. First of all, I get in game and I realize that I don't have Abyssia yet. And so I'm like,
Yeah, okay. You're kind of missing out. Like, I don't know if you've heard, but Abyssia kind of like is the game.
I'm like, okay, that's cool. When I get Abyssia here, I'll do more with that. You know, the second thing I notice is that my inventory space, meaning all inventory, mog locker, you know, mog safe, inventory, satchel, everything's like completely full. And I was like, I want to mess around on Beastmaster. That's what I want to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, like, I get on, I'm like, it's been so long, I don't remember what I'm supposed to be wearing. Like, what did I have? Like, I have two sets of gear for my Beastmaster. That makes sense. Okay. No, actually, three sets of gear, I should say.
I hate that. Yeah. I have that
because
too.
Because I've got like, my battle gear, I've got my charm gear, and then I have like my reward set.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it is on all my jobs. Like, all my jobs have a million different sets.
Yeah, so like, I'm like, alright, so what did I have for my charm? I noticed that all my macros were gone, unfortunately.
Jeez.
Because I had saved my macros when we went to Ed's.
Mm-hmm.
But I saved the wrong character's macros. I saved my Taru's macros.
Oh.
And so when I got back, I realized, oh, well, they don't save all of your macros, just all of that one character's macros.
Oh, that sucks.
So I didn't have the macros to kind of give me a guide as to what I should be wearing for these sets. So I'm like, you know what? Instead of trying to figure this out, and because I don't have Abyssia, I think I'm just going to log on to my Taru and just have some fun with that.
Just
so I logged into
stuff.
Yeah.
In the kneecap.
So I'm like, okay, sweet. So I'm going to mess around on my monk, whatever. And so I log in and I've got my my anniversary band untouched. Haven't used it yet.
Jeez.
Good times. And I'm like, you know what? I need to level my warrior because I'm going to be Gimp next level. So I hop on Warriors, level 25. Okay. So I'm like, what happened to my axe? Because I don't have an axe anymore. What did I do with it? Did I give it to somebody? Did I sell it? What happened here? It must have been so long. So I'm like, okay, no probs. I'll just go to the auction house and buy a new axe. And buy some other gear that I need for Warrior. So I go all the way to Juneau and open the auction house. And there's nothing on the auction house. There's nothing within 20 or 30 levels as far as an axe is concerned on the auction house. It was ridiculous. Like, so what do I do? You know?
Find an NM? I don't know.
It made me think of poor Pirate Bob that we had talked to last week. You know, he's like, I'm starting a new character. And we do have an email from him.
The sad tale of Pirate Bob.
Arr.
It's got the Colibri sitting on a shoulder. It's feeding it crackers. Or like Taru cookies or something.
So, yeah. So I was like, I could level Thief. I was actually going to Yumi-chan. I was actually going to, like, you know, mess around with her for a little while. I kind of got discouraged by the whole I can't buy armor for my character thing. So, and I was like, all right, well, let's get a party. There's nobody, you know, there's nobody in that.
There's no armor. There's going to be a party, you think? I mean,
it's kind of, I don't know if it's sad. Do you find that sad? Like, I used, to get to Juneau, I used, like, the outpost warp to go to Quiffam, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a ghost town. There's nobody there. Nobody.
I know, it's interesting because with Abyssia, and I think we've touched a little bit on this before, where everyone is at that kind of end game ish level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, okay, they're doing Abyssia, focusing on end game content, and you look back, over the before Abyssia, the year and a half of updates before that, there's stuff like level sync, all those kind of mid level NMs and stuff like that, and they added a lot for those players. And even back then, we're kind of like, dude, give us, new end game stuff,
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have it, some people are kind of realizing, no one's doing the low level stuff anymore.
Yeah, like, exactly.
And it's when they're looking to do it, which is kind of interesting.
It's funny because I always thought that, for the longest time, it seemed like no matter how high level you thought you were or whatever, you'd always end up back at that level in the dunes messing around with some other job.
Of course,
or something.
Maybe.
And but there was always that pattern. And with that, it was like there was always level, that low level equipment available because people were, even though you had a 75 job or 275 jobs or whatever it was, there was always stuff for those low levels available because people went back mm-hmm. to level other jobs, and needed that stuff.
I think probably what the biggest kind of thing that happened is, and I know it's the case with me, where I'm to the point where I'm not going to level another job. I have like three different gear sets for Dancer. I got like two or three for Derg and Sam, and
mm-hmm.
I don't have any inventory room to level another one if I wanted to. And if I did, it would be, like Corsair, Dark Knight, or Thief, or whatever, all those that are kind of floating around, 60 plus.
Right.
Because, those are the ones I could probably get away, being the Keymaster in Abyssia or something for. Because even if there were parties, I don't want to go back to, Quiffim or, East Roundfire S or any of those. It's just, at this point, I don't know.
Yeah.
I enjoy the stuff I have now.
I would love to be like, wow, Final Fantasy XI is like really stable right now. There's plenty of new people playing, to support the economy. There's plenty of people that are leveling, blacksmith that can provide these axes for people at level 25 mm-hmm. that need them and stuff like that. But there really aren't
my suggestion to you would be hit up Wiki, see if there's any NMs that drop an axe.
Right. Yeah, that's your only option. You have to either do that or find.
Because there's a bunch of mid range kind of NMs and stuff like that, or it could be an older one, whatever. But for someone that God bless them, new to the game,
right?
It's going to be very difficult to get up to where everybody else is. I mean, I can't imagine.
It's definitely frustrating, and for someone like me, I've been around the block, and I can, find an NM that drops an axe, or
yeah.
I can find an NPC that sells an axe under certain, conquest conditions or whatever, to get by with,
You know what I'm wondering? Because, obviously, this is a problem where everyone's in Abyssia and not utilizing the other areas. I'm wondering if there's maybe, something planned later on that will kind of get people out of Abyssia for certain things. As nice as the Abyssia XP is and stuff like that, it's almost too easy. It's more difficult to get to that point as a new
right.
player. So I'm wondering if, obviously initially we thought, by December we'd have 99 cap. But that's, at the current rate, that's not gonna happen until next June. So I'm wondering if when Heroes comes out, that'll take us up to what, 80? Or, yeah. I'm sorry, to 90.
To 90. Hello.
So
no,
that's,
we're already at 85, buddy.
Yeah, I'm at 85. We're going to go up to 80 in the next one. I'm already ahead of the curve here. Mike Sunday's Dark Knight GM, the 85 Dark Knight or whatever.
Right. He knew, even then.
Yeah. You guys need to wait another 5 years to get where I am.
Yeah,
I know. But, I'm wondering if after Heroes comes out, if it's going to say, if they're going to do something where after 90, XP is going to, drop dramatically for your character, or if you're gonna do something in the other areas.
You know what I'd really like to see? I'd really like to see after Heroes if they brought out a full bona fide expansion pack with all new cool stuff to do for, you know, at level 99.
Well, you know, in that regard, I think, you know, and they actually classified Abyssia as a whole as an expansion.
As a quote-unquote expansion.
But, and I can kind of see that, I mean, in total, with, you know, three per add-on as it's going right now, nine areas. Even if they're not necessarily new areas, I guess the definition of new is can be, you know, opinionated.
Translated very loosely, yeah.
But I mean, go look at Wings of the Goddess. But I don't know. Like, I think
when did that come out? Like 3 years ago?
Something like that.
And Thanksgiving, like almost to the date.
Yeah, and on the eighth day, God made Wings of the Goddess.
I remember, and like, the story we're all, like, they had that delay, and we're all, like, super pissed because some people got their Wings of the Goddess. And
yeah, they had the delay because, like, they didn't print the right thing on, like, the Windows box or some garbage.
Oh, we were so pissed because, like, if it had come out, we would have had all weekend to play with it.
Everyone was just procuring the PC files online and, like, buying the Xbox version for the code. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Back in the day.
Anyways.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm you know, with the way that Abyssia is going, you know, I don't want to try and spoil anything, but, and I've said this before, I think, like, I'm getting this impression that either as part of the Abyssia storyline with Heroes or, you know, in the update after Heroes, I get this feeling that there's just going to be like this massive change.
Like big?
Like big.
Like big?
Maybe.
We've discussed this before.
Like potentially like crack big, your pants big. Yeah. Maybe one less big than that.
Big?
Is that seven? How many did you big?
Big.
I think it'll be significant if if there is something like
fairly significant planning. Anyway.
I don't know. Maybe. Or I could just be, you know, getting... I don't know if I would say getting my hopes up, but for sure I think after Abyssia, because that's December. I don't know if there's... We haven't heard anything about any kind of, like, Vanifest event. We know from Sunday over at Comic-Con in New York, interviews on Arzayapedia, since they were there for 14, but, you know, they're going to combine 11 and 14 into a single event.
Right.
That was kind of common sense. But they said, obviously, no FanFest this year. But they would like to next year. No idea when and where. I think one idea was that maybe have it around like something like PAX or some other kind of event so people could come, you know, do the Final Fantasy stuff and then enjoy whatever the, you know, other event was that they were at. Which, you know, could be good, could be bad. I would rather just see another two-day FanFest like back in Anaheim. But
I
think after Heroes, somewhere around like December, January, like those first couple months in the new year, I think we're gonna see, you know, this big, you know, look at, you know, what's coming up for the game, because, you know, we have a new director now.
Yep.
And I'm curious to, you know, I mean, they announced that, you know, after I think after Vision came out, but I'm wondering if, you know, he was already kind of in place before then, and they just hadn't announced it or something.
Could be.
I don't know. Because, I mean, if that could be, you know, him, you know, getting the position and having Abyssia come out, that's a big, you know, sign of things to come, maybe. So, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I think something cool is going to be coming soon. So, we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed and see what happens.
All right. How about you, man? What have you been doing in game?
What have I been doing in game?
I don't know.
I haven't been on as much as I would have hoped.
Okay.
Not a fan of school lately.
Yeah.
Taking up my time and...
You know what, though? When you're done with it, you'll be like, woohoo,
I'll be like, yay, I'm done. Now I can play more 11.
Now you can, yeah.
We did some Abyssia stuff. That's really the bulk of stuff these days. I actually started my second class for this semester, so I'm missing out on like two event nights a week, which is kind of lame. But did Abyssia, we killed a couple of NMs, I think, in Ms. Rocks. Killed the Colbri NM, like, because we've been doing the what's probably kind of like the decided upon best way to farm Abyssia, where you have the two parties doing regular mobs, kind of like a regular XP party for the time extensions, and then you have the one group killing the NMs. And so we did that for a while, and it was getting to the point where it's like, we have like 250 minutes stored up, can we just like go and like kill some other stuff? I don't think we really need to keep XPing. So we ended up, killed a couple NMs, and they're like, you know, that's kind of what we, you know, we have, the way that we do our Abyssia events, we kind of set goals before we go in, like, we want to kill these or get these key items so we can pop these NMs next time or whatever. So once we get that, it's like, okay, we're done, you know, otherwise you can spend, you know, 16 hours in Abyssia. So we got our stuff, we're done. Some people were like, hey, I need, you know, seals from this Colbri NM. I'm like, hey, I do too. So we ended up killing that a bunch of times. How many more do I need? I think I need two more seals for my Lancer legs, which is pretty cool. Mog finished his monk legs. Good stuff there. Trying to think if I've done Walk of Echoes since last time. I don't think I have. They did it last night. I know they got a coin pouch of the coin that I needed dropped, which made me sad, but it's okay. But, yeah, I guess that's really it for me. I've been kind of busy this week, unfortunately.
Sweet.
I've been really busy this week. I'm kind of depressed.
Clearly.
And you're like, sweet.
Well, you know, you do what you gotta do, man. RL.
Speaking of which, I don't think
greater than
this at all yet, other than Twitter. I'm taking a break.
Oh, that's right. Actually, yeah, with the exception of today, obviously.
It's like, oh, yeah.
It's November.
Yeah. So,
but Fusion is taking the month of November off. And he's going to
climb
high. I'm kind of
glad I called
he's
it.
He's going to climb high into the mountains and confer with the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, remember, like, that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, the animated one they made where, like, Leo was off for training? That's kind of what I'm going to do. I'm going to fly back in, and I'm just going to, like, hang there on the freaking wheel while the plane's flying over the river.
No, it's like doing the Ace Ventura 2 thing where you go way up into the temple. And
I don't want to lose the raccoon, man. Don't make me go through that. I'm afraid of heights.
So, obviously, Fusion's got a lot of stuff going on.
I
got
to say, with as busy as I'm getting now, like, even before my you know, this other class started, I'm just kind of like, you know, 4.5 years, I know I got this other class coming up, I'm really busy kind of already, I'm just going to take a break, and now that I have that other class that has started up, it's like, I kind of need it. So you're stuck with Steak. Chin's moving.
Chin moved on but Sunday.
So do you may not have her for a while, so that'll save you some edits. Nice. I know we got some voicemails.
Next,
pull a couple
Sunday
guests
we'll be,
in.
We'll be sans Fusion Eggs.
How many episodes have I missed? Like two?
Two, three, I don't know, something. Not many. More, less, way less than I have.
Nah, we're probably about even, I would think.
You think? I don't know, I think I've probably missed more than
if someone
you.
Is bored.
No, I can tell you for sure that you've missed less than me.
Really?
Yep. Because I, you know, you gotta figure out, I had all three kids. No, I actually
I do remember one night where I logged in a poll and you're like, so yeah, baby, not gonna be there.
There
we go.
So yeah, no Fusion X next week or the three following weeks, something like that.
Something like that. I'll be back. I don't know, maybe the end of the month. I don't know, but I'm still gonna probably be ending up working on some of the website stuff behind the scenes. Because we need to get some of that stuff moved over and whatnot. Just kind of taking that Sunday night off, so, you know, some of the stuff that we're going to add to the website, and I'll give you guys a little preview, I guess.
Free ice cream we're going to add
to
the website.
Don't tell. You know, it was kind of funny in my class tonight, I'm taking a typography class, and for those of you who don't know what that is, it's probably better that way. It's boring. We were looking at some kind of contest winners, right, and for some project, some, like, logo design or whatever, there was this one, it said Dirty Ice Cream.
Nice.
And I couldn't help but think of Chin. She's always saying, like, dirty in front of stuff. Right?
Dirty? Yeah, dirt, yeah.
Yeah, it was like dirty ice cream. I'm like, lol, Chin. Yeah, sidetrack. Anyway, one of the things we're looking to do is have a new suggestion feature on the website. Basically what this will do, no secret that not a whole lot going around in the Final Fantasy XI community, you know, these days. It's gotten a little quiet.
Yeah.
So we're looking for something, anything, something new, something you guys are interested in.
Something exciting.
So what we're going to do, we're going to add this...
Can't involve nudity, though.
It can, it just would have to get sent in emails.
To Fusion X.
I'll put my personal PayPal at the bottom of it. No.
Wow. Wow. Really?
That's what it's come down to, man. Unemployed college student. I'm just going to sell myself.
Man.
Kidding.
Corinth is like shaking her fist.
She's probably just like nodding or like shaking her head. She says like. God. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So what this feature is going to allow you to do is you'll be able to suggest a feature. So like if you were to say, bring back forums.
Bring back the treasure coffer.
Or
do this differently.
I don't know how that one would be. Yeah,
add a new host.
New t-shirt or whatever.
Yeah.
You'd put that up, and then other people could rate it up or down. Simple as that.
Yeah.
So, we keep bringing it up every time before we've recorded the show. You know, we've kind of just had this kind of general, like, so maybe we should, like, do something new.
Or do something different. Yeah, well, you know, we've been doing PFA for a long time now. And we're always looking for new ideas, and this is a great way to kind of get... We've always wanted to be sort of like community-driven to a certain extent. And we've always been looking for ideas from you guys, and this is a great way to kind of get your input on stuff.
Yeah.
To kind of see where we should go, what we should do.
We're going to look for writers, I think, too. Maybe get some more stuff on the site. Nothing official up for that yet, but if you're interested, let us know. Give us, if you got, like, I don't know, regular column ideas or something, you know, every week, every 2 weeks, monthly, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or just ideas for them. If you don't want to write them, let us know. We'll probably have something more official on the site in a couple weeks or so.
Yeah, but it should be really easy. I know people have said, oh, we want the forums back, or we should bring forums back. But
yeah, we want to know
what you guys think.
You know, we have the voicemail apps now. We used to do it via forums. We've gotten a few voicemails. I'm sure Steak will probably look through those, right? Steak, nudge.
Yeah. I am supposed to look through those, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna just go ahead and line somebody up for next week.
There you go.
I'll have a guest for next week.
It's kind of.
We did get some though.
Yeah, we got some.
We were kind of getting a little discouraged because like nobody was using.
Yeah, but
probably
but
just a lot of shy people out there.
Yeah, I don't know, but like overall, like it's almost like no one wants to do the voicemail stuff. And before that, we had the forums, and we had a lot of people use the forums. Forums were taken down for a couple reasons. They weren't used a lot. You know, we were using comments and stuff like that, so it was better just to kind of have everything on one.
Yeah, plus it was using server space and blah, blah, blah.
And it's funny, because it turns out, after we took them down, I was looking at some stuff, and I guess registration wasn't working right. Or something like that. Oh. Like, after we had moved servers, like, yeah, people were having trouble registering.
But here's
the problem. Nobody told us. Which goes to show you how many people were trying to sign up. So, kind of goes back to the original people not using it thing. But I don't know if there's enough people, basic forum, just have, like, a general discussion, maybe an app section, I don't know.
It doesn't have to be, like, viewed, and, you know, we don't have to have, like, a forum section.
The game is eight and a half years old. We're not starting a new huge, you know, forum with like 10 different sections. But I don't know. You know, whatever you guys want, you'll be able to suggest it, I think. So
even if the suggestion is stop doing PFA. Well, that just blew your mind right there, didn't it? Just blew your mind.
That'll probably get voted down. Yeah, probably. Of course, if it gets voted up, what do we do? That'd be kind of awkward.
Yeah, that would be kind of, huh?
It's like the one guy is like singing, and you're like, please stop singing. You're like, nope. Keep singing. Can never stop me.
All right.
It's a weird, like, minds. I'm thinking about that now. Like, what if they did that?
What if the general public wanted PFA to just be over?
We'd end it, and the website would be changed to somebody mooning you.
Galka and stuff. Maybe it'll look like the old PFA.BeTheGamer.com website.
No. Oh, don't say that word.
I went there. Yes, I did.
Oh, man.
I said it, and I'm glad I said it. All right, on to emails.
Why would you ever be glad that you said that?
I don't know. We got an email from Pirate Bob.
We totally did.
And, you know, I was excited to see this because I really wanted to hear back from Pirate Bob. I wonder
if Pirate Bob talks like a pirate.
Arr, maybe he does.
That's how you should read this entire email.
this is a very statistical kind of email. It doesn't sound very piratey. It's actually more of like a log that he made as he kind of went along, which is really cool.
It sounds like a piece of wood. Like the one from Ren and Stimpy, remember? It's log. It's big, it's heavy, it's wood. Better than that, it's good.
I don't know if I told you this, but I have the Ren and Stimpy The Lost episodes on DVD.
Oh, nice. You should have brought that up to Ed's.
Yeah, I should have. I didn't think of it. Man. It's dirty. Like, there's definitely some breasts. It's really dirty. Like, it's like the what is it?
Well, they had it on Spike TV, too.
Oh, man.
They had brought Ren and Stimpy back for a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Whiz on the electric fence. it's just there. And he whizzes on it.
Okay, so.
How did you even. I don't get it.
I don't know.
The best one was the House of the Future, where they had the fat guy come out of the ceiling to warm up the toilet seat.
Dude, Ren and Stimpy was like the craziest animated cartoon ever made.
Dude, like that and stuff like
it'll make your brain rot.
Like Ren and Stimpy, King of the Hill, like back when I was, you know, younger and watching these, like I didn't really get it. You know, I'm just like, yeah, Ren and Stimpy cartoons, whatever. And I'm looking back and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wow, what was I even thinking watching? Like, and these like lost episodes, they're not like all complete, like, or they're not like polished, like the actual, you know, whatever.
Around the edges.
So it's like, oh. Anyways, back to Pirate Bob. The reason I really like Pirate Bob is because he represents...
He's a pirate.
He represents something we haven't seen in a while, and that's new players. Like, we don't really see a lot of new players. And by new players, I mean, you know, not people that quit a long time ago and just want to try out some of the new stuff.
Brand new, logging in, don't know a single person on the server.
Right. Brand new, went to GameStop, bought the game on a discount or something, you know, whatever.
Discount bin for, like, a penny.
Yeah. So, anyways, Pirate Bob. He says, I activated my account on the 30th of October. of our Lord, 2010. he says,
Thank you, Patrick Stewart.
I created a Hume Black Mage named Robzig in Bastok on the Ifrit server. So, all of you on the Ifrit server, please make sure to say hello to Robzig, who is actually Pirate Bob. He says, leveled to 7 so far. I was pretty much alone in the starting area of Gustaberg. In my whole time...
South Gustaberg.
South Gustaberg,
yeah. Gotta specify, there's two Gustaberg.
That's true, yeah, that's true.
And technically, North Gustaberg is like two halves. I mean, it's... Gotta be specific.
Yes. It is two halves. Yeah, you're right. Anyways, he says, in my whole time there, I only saw one other character in 2 play sessions. Wow. One.
Oh, jeez.
He says, I started killing hornets.
One.
And
why was there even one character? I gotta like analyze this now. Why would there be
one?
A person in South Gustaver? Leaping Lizzie Magian trial, maybe? Is Leaping Lizzie A Magian target? I don't even know.
I don't.
Mog tablets were up, maybe?
Maybe.
Well, yeah, let's see. If he activated on the 30... Well, no. No, because when did he send this? No, it wouldn't have been Mog tablets yet.
Anywho, he says, I started killing hornets and leveling my staff skill at the request of Goldago, the Galka Guard.
Don't listen to the Galka Guard. You don't need staff skill on Black Mage.
He says, I was using my starting gear as there was not one piece of armor on the auction house for my character. See? We're revisiting this.
You know, well, they could... Hold on, let me keep going.
Because we'll get the whole kind of perspective of the new character as we continue here. He says, I was using my starting gear. Okay. He says, I did buy the only bone hairpin for sale there. There was only one other headpiece on the auction house for another class. Luckily, I managed to sell a stack of wind crystals by level 6. Woohoo, gill for spells. I was starting to look for cardboard and a tin cup.
What's the cardboard for?
I was starting to look for cardboard and a tin cup. Oh, you get it sitting on a, you know, panhandling with a tin cup, money, looking for handouts, get it?
Yeah, wouldn't there, like, would you sit on the box, the cardboard?
I was starting to look for, well, you live in the box.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, he says, I did manage to make a connection with a very small link shell, which consisted of a good number of Xbox users. I am the lowest level character by far in the shell, and most are levels 40 plus. They are helpful with advice so far, but no groups yet. While killing goblins, kudavs, lizards, and vultures near the lighthouse, I ran into another Taru that passed me a pearl, waved, and ran off, never to be seen again. Options are good. I'll hit them up later. So after putting a few more levels on me, I decided to look on the auction house for some gear. Got to be some up there today, right? No. Not one piece of armor for me. Okay, let's see. There has to be a better staff for me, right? Nope. Not one weapon that Black Mage could use. Wow. Okay, let's see what there is for Warrior. Maybe I can play that class a while, then come back to Black Mage. Oh, look at that. Nothing. This might be still what I'm going to do. I saw some war equipment at a vendor shop on the way out of town. I'll have to look at it, to look it over to see if it'll work for me. That's as far as I've gotten for now. He's at stake. I'll get some more playtime in and keep notes for another email.
The
Adventures of Pirate Bob, a.k.a. Rob Zig, on the Ifrit server.
It's like all epic, and they're like, a.k.a. Rob Zig, Black Mage on Ifrit.
The Black Mage with an identity crisis. And all of us here feel your pain.
Rob Zig. Bob by day, Rob Zig by night?
Maybe. I feel your pain. Because I just went through the same thing. And it's really sad because there used to be stuff in those slots on the auction house to buy.
You know what the problem is with the, at least the auction house part, is the Three Nations are their own thing.
Right. But even in Juno, like, you know, I was level 25.
But the problem is if this gear was even being circulated in some way, it would be on the auction house.
Right, yeah, I hear what you mean. Right.
I don't know why they just don't tie them all together.
It's like, where did all that stuff go? Like, even if you... Let's say you leveled Warrior and you had that axe, but you leveled your Warrior to 75, what did you do with the axe? You still have it? They used to circulate regardless, right? I mean...
People just tossed them because they weren't worth selling, or the NPC'd them or something, you know?
Yeah.
But I think...
What the heck?
They need to just unite all the auction houses, because really, what's the point? In heaven.
Yeah, that would be a little helpful. Well,
it's kind of funny because, I mean, you think back when, Otter Gone was kind of over congested, and, you know, and I think as a result of that, you know, Moblin Mazebongers was added in Juno, the NPC for Abyssia was added in Juno to kind of alleviate the traffic
right.
in Whitegate. And I think that could have, you know, doing a universal auction house could have helped as well, because it's not like, oh, I have to go to Juno or I have to go to Whitegate for the auction house. I could just check the one here.
I don't know. In the beginning, it was kind of cool leaving Windhurst and, you know, mm-hmm. your local economy there and moving on to Juno to this huge auction house with all this stuff on
it. Yeah, like, but you know what? At this point, taxes be damned. Who cares? You know, just make it one big thing, especially for new players. I mean, even then, like, there's really nothing going around. But if there is, at least it would be easier to find.
Maybe they should implement more NPCs that sell lower level stuff. You know, plain and simple.
Maybe. Or maybe, you know, maybe there's just, you know, new players just don't know to look for that.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Best thing to do if you're looking for a weapon.
But it was sweet, though. You know, you start with your bronze gear, and when you're a warrior, you know, you go to level 10, and you know, you can wear scale mail, and that stuff should be available, but
you can in the auction house now. You can quest the body piece, if I remember, in the Highlands.
Oh, can you?
Oh. I think so.
In any event.
I never did it, but I think I remember reading that you could.
Part of the progression in the game was changing your gear and your weapon as you progress in level, and, you know, you're going to get to like level 50 and you're going to look like a gill seller wearing lizard gear because that's all you can get your hands on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
There's really like not an easy...
I say poor newbies. That's what I say.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not like, you know, it's like, what's the secret, you know? It's like, there isn't one. It just sucks.
Right, exactly. It used to be part of the game, part of the culture of the game, part of the whole...
And why do you think this has changed? Is it because just the majority of players overall are endgame, or do you think this is more of a result of Abyssia and Abyssia XP parties?
You know, I don't really see it as Abyssia as much, because, you know, Abyssia is something for players that are already, you know, at end game. I think the cause of this is not enough new people playing the game. And this doesn't necessarily have to go across the board, across all servers, because the experience is going to change, you know, between servers.
But maybe not much.
Yeah, not much. You know, you don't see new players like we used to. You know, it seems like these days you might get one or two every month of, you know, mm-hmm. I don't, maybe more than that, I don't know, but it used to be where, you know, because there were newer players or players in those bottom ranks, there was gear and equipment available because those people were using them. And they were, when they outgrew them, they'd put them up on the auction house and pass them on to the next person that needed them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm wondering if maybe, you know, like, what could Square Enix do to fix this? Like, do you just want, like, vendors for
that would be helpful
gear at a couple different ranges in, like, in each city? Or do we need to pull the player base back
and give Square more incentive
or something for lowering?
Maybe Square should just say, zap! Everybody's level one again.
Wow.
You know what, though? I don't think that would make the impact that you might think it would, because people would be like, all right, let's just grind some people up to 75 real quick, and then we'll get Abyssia parties for everybody and grind everybody back up. It wouldn't be the same experience as it used to be.
I don't, you know, it's almost at the point where for some of these new players, they do need that, like, a, you know, magic button. Says, oh, you're brand new to the game. All right, hit this, and you'll be, like, level 60 or something. Like,
yeah, I don't know. They have stuff that they didn't have before. Like, they have the tutorial stuff, which is helpful.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, you have stuff like Summoner Burn parties out there that totally, like, mess it up. You know, it's like, you can get from level 12 to level 24, like,
even
right
then,
now.
Though, I don't know how many people are even doing Summoner Burns anymore.
Really? I don't know. I haven't been down there.
You know, with the ease of Abyssia, I mean, with Abyssia, you get great XP, and you can get some drops and stuff in there. With Summoner Burn, it's like, killed stuff, we're done, you know, like, I don't know. But there's...
It's kind of a shame to me, you know, looking at these kinds of things, because, you know, the overall feel of the game has changed over the years. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the stuff is really good, like for Pirate Bob, you know, I'm happy to say that Pirate Bob can do, what's it called? Fields of Valor. Mm-hmm. And have fun doing that stuff without having to worry about getting a party.
But the problem with that, though, it's great that, you know, doing Fields of Valor and stuff, he could solo. But last I checked, this was an MMO, which means
play it
with other people. So the idea would be get into parties and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's weird because, you know, if he really wants to, he can progress.
Right, right.
But where's the fun in doing that by yourself?
Right, exactly. That's,
there's
getting
really,
a party is like, you forget about it, like, right
yeah,
now.
There's really no easy solution to this that I can see. Like
level 25 for, you know, where are you getting a party at level 25? Nowhere. Who's joining a party? Nobody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm wondering if like, Square Enix has to be aware of this, right?
Sure, of course.
I mean, they probably have the numbers, too, of new accounts and stuff like that.
And if they don't, then hello.
Yeah.
Right here.
What's up,
this
guys?
Is where it is, right? You're going to have to take a look at some of these numbers.
And even then, like, you know, what could they do? I don't know.
Right. What could they add to...
They would need to offer some kind of, like, wicked incentive to go back and level lower-level jobs or something.
Like, maybe add new jobs.
I don't know.
What if they added 6 new jobs?
Oh, my God.
To play with. Think about it.
The whole world would reek because everyone would crap their pants simultaneously.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying that would add players to lower-level areas.
I've referenced taking dumps way too many times in this episode. I think if they introduced new jobs, that would certainly help for a time.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Oh, what if... Let's go back to last week. What if they offered Final Fantasy XI as free-to-play? Wouldn't we see an influx of new players that have maybe wanted to try the game,
maybe,
but never really could pay for it, or never really wanted to pay for it?
That certainly is possible.
Just saying. That could be a way to get people in.
Add-on scenarios would probably go from like $10 to $20 or something, because they would need the extra money coming in.
It's true. It's true, but, you know.
I don't know.
Or what if they... I don't know if that would do it, but what if they cut even further the amount that you... I say even further because I'm obviously referring to the Final Fantasy XIV discount that you get with XI, but what if they cut... What if they significantly cut the monthly cost of Final Fantasy XI?
Well, what they would need to do, because right now you only get that discount if you were... You had to, like, be playing it from a certain point or something, right, I thought? Or was that for the item?
That's for
the shoes.
I don't know. No, I don't think that was the shoes. Maybe there was something that had to do with...
I think it was the shoes. Like, you needed to be playing, like, a month or two ahead of time or something for the shoes. But, I mean...
I don't know if that would do it. Because, like, I think really what the game could use is a bunch of new players.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you get...
Yeah, but how do you do that?
I mean, you know, even just hearing about it right now, that's not going to get new players. Yeah, it's a pain in the butt to, like, you know, do anything if you're totally new to the game. All right, sign me up, you know? That's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
But if they did offer a whole... Let's say they offered 6 new jobs, and I know that's way out of the realm of possibility, but that would get people to level 1 again, you know?
That would, yeah.
Messing around in the new areas, getting parties maybe, messing around, you know?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, really, like, that's the only solid solution.
One of the happiest days for 11 is when the Xbox version came out and we saw all these brand new players playing again. It was glorious! And it's like, now we have, like, you know, there's one person.
Well, it wasn't just Xbox, too. That was right when Undergone came out, too.
Yeah.
That was, like, the best time. That was the best time in 11 when Undergone came out. Not to say that we're not in some decent times now with Abyssia and stuff, but at the same time, as much of a good thing as Abyssia is, it's also kind of made the game...
It's causing people to kind of get... I don't want to say distressed, but kind of like... I don't want to say upset either, because people aren't really upset, but I've seen people leave the game because Abyssia makes the game feel like it's not as fun as it used to be.
Because yeah. I mean, if you know, someone came back to the game that was, you know, 75, you know, when they left a couple years ago, and they're like, all right, so what's new? You can get 10 more levels, and you do quests for seals. That's it. And you kill an ep. So that's all there is to do.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, that's not all there is to do. I mean, you could level up other jobs if you can find a party, or you could do Ballista that no one does, or you could do Chocobo Racing, which nobody
Chocobo does. Racing, Raising, Pancration.
They have a Chocobo Facebook game.
Do they really?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Yeah, shout out to Tam2 for even letting me know about that. Spent like half an hour today messing up that Facebook game of all things. I'm so anti-Facebook too, and I'm like, Chocobo game?
Well, hey, our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. If
hasn't
you have
changed.
Any ideas or, you know, comments on this matter, because, you know, this is a good topic, a discussion topic, you know, we could dissect this for another hour if we wanted to, you know, but... We definitely would be cool to know what other people think.
We should plan a live show.
That we should.
It's kind of been a while. Maybe like end of the month.
Yeah.
I'll come back.
When you come back.
When I come back, because you can't do all that.
Well, I probably could, but I'd
you'd need a couple more arms and computers. And.
All right. So moving on. Next email. You want to read it?
I suppose I can do that. Oh, this is a long one. This is payback to the player achievements. This one is from Emmerich from Ramah. Says, lately I've been thinking about ways that Square Enix could introduce new incentives for players to use old content since it lost its use. Another troubling issue among players is the inability to upgrade their equipment that was once much more powerful compared to other armors. My idea would be for certain endgame acquired items to be upgradable via Magian Trials, similar to the method... the original item was acquired. For example, a Kirin's Isode may be upgraded by undergoing a trial where you must kill Kirin X amount of times while wearing the Isode. Let me finish this. Just keep your pants on. If Square Enix made upgraded versions of these old items worth the effort, life would come back to these old forgotten areas, such as Sky. To make things simpler, Square Enix could just add the appropriate Nomad Moogle for each event area, which would have available trials for the gear acquired in said event area. I'm not sure how this would work with Sea Salvage Dynamics because I had little to no experience with these events. Also, I think that it would make more sense for the upgradable versions of these items to only boost the base stats of these items and not add new stats to them. For example, Kirin's Isode could be upgraded to have plus 15 of all stats, more defense, more light resistance, but not be able to add something like haste to it. This would preserve the uniqueness of these items. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that kind of goes along with what we've been talking about.
That's
I don't know. It would be hard to breathe new life into areas like Sky.
Magian Trials. As cool as the idea is, and oddly enough, it actually did get people in the older areas like a lot. It's also kind of like, how can we? We need something that makes people spend time in the game.
Right.
You know, that was definitely one of their goals when developing it was, we need people, you know, spending time and playing this game, and, you know, lots of work or whatever. It's a time sink. Probably the biggest time sink in the game now. And my other issue with it, not that it's necessarily a bad thing, you get pretty much anything that's worth a damn out of Trials of the Magians, it seems these days, you know, apart from a couple of Abyssia and M drops. But everything is Magian Trials now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you want these new kind of like relic weapons? Cool, Magian Trials. You want AF3? Magian Trials. You want a new weapon? Magian Trial. You know, it's just, put it, you know, it seems kind of like that's what the game is. It's Magian and Abyssia. That's what they're dumping everything into, and it's a shame because it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
The idea for like this sky stuff, I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Right.
I'm not a fan of it because it's more Magian Trials. but yeah, I mean, I could maybe see them doing this. I don't know. The problem with stuff like this is they need to, you know, have the trial created for each, you know, armor piece that they would want to upgrade. They have to figure out, okay, what do we add? Is this balanced? Which, yeah, okay. I'll believe that they care about balance today. They fixed the issue with Limbus, like Ultima and Omega drops and stuff like that, but I don't know. Who knows? Mm-hmm. There's something's got to be done. Like, I'm sure they're planning something. They got to be. I don't know.
Maybe. I hope so. Because I'd like to see new life breathed into the game.
Yeah.
I'm
trying.
Well, okay. I see what you did there. He breathed into the microphone.
Get it?
Waka, waka, waka.
People are all like, right. I'm glad Fusion's going to be gone.
Nobody's thinking that. Okay, next email comes from...
Whoever just thought I am... I'm watching you.
How do you say that?
That?
He said, no, the name of the next name. It's like EOTFOF.
My Japanese teacher did that a few times. How do you say, like, cat? Cat? It's like, wow, thanks. You're very helpful. I would, oh, wow.
It's spelled EOTFOFYL.
RMT sending us
from Kate Sith. I'm just gonna say Kate Sith guy.
Kate Sith guy.
Yeah.
At
this email comes from
Foofle.
At Foffel.
So sorry.
Yat Foffel.
We're sorry. We just have no idea how to. Man, that is a.
And it is regarding PFA Con. He says I'd want to go, but chances are the old ball and chain wouldn't care for it. So I'd donate gills/cash.
Ball and chain. I wonder awesome. If he's like talking about his wife.
Yeah, of course he is. What other ball and chain do you know of?
Parakeets.
Parakeets.
I'm like, is he gonna say anything?
Nope.
Like,
nope.
Obviously, the silence.
I didn't have to.
The silence after that, I think, made the moment. But I was like, how long is this gonna go?
I think that might have been the longest PFA silence ever. All right.
Birds are very demanding pets.
That's all the emails that we have.
Jeez.
And we appreciate very much your will to donate to Pet Food Alpha. You can always use it. Among the years, we've had a number of different financial needs to take care of, and those donations have definitely helped, and they've gotten us to FanFest in the past, and they've gotten us hardware that we've desperately needed, and all that good stuff, so...
Yep.
Thank you very much for that.
Trips to Mexico and everything. And
yeah,
Oh, wait. Oh, my bad. Tijuana.
Tijuana. All right, that's it for our show this week. I think we did pretty dang well for no outline.
No outline, like...
No outline at
minimum
all.
Minimum news and just us. We did like an hour and a half.
We're not even going to plan for the episode.
Let's just
record now. Go!
I was like, whoa, whoa, easy
and
there.
That's what we did. Our email address, once again, is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. website address. As always, it's petfoodalpha.com.
Check on the Twitter this week. There may be a day or two of downtime while we're switching over some website stuff.
And keep an eye on Twitter.
Not sure if it's this week, next week, when it's going to happen, but when it does, it'll be on the Twitter.
Sweet. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight. Fusion X, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Good night.
Like everybody.
Everybody say goodnight.
Like looking around my room.
Including you, Fusion.
Including me. Including you. That's so thoughtful. Jerk.